I'm sorry that we're doing the video right now. It's so late. I know you won't be able to do it. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
Do you know that I noticed that when you go all like, sorry, 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 then it makes me feel like, A, you're kind of pathetic, and B, like I'm angry, even though if
I'm
I wouldn't
sorry.
Have even thought
about
it.
I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you know that? When somebody over-apologizes all the time, whether it's you or your partner.
Over everything, even things that you barely even noticed.
Well, today we're going to finally crack down on that.
Stop it.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
And I'm Galit Romanelli.
And this is the
Potential State.
And today we're going to talk about stop over-apologizing. We see this all the time, and I see this a lot in the clinic, especially with women.
Yes, women tend to apologize a lot more than men.
Right. So first of all, men start apologizing more. But if you are one of those people that over-apologizes, a lot of times I see this, especially with women, they see this as a marker of being disempowered or more victim-y. And they're like, But there's another shadow to that pattern of the person who over-apologizes about everything. Excuse me for that. Sorry. I sat down. Is that okay to sit down? Is that okay? Can I speak now?
I took your pen.
Sorry. And this is what happens, okay? This, we're going to present now the shadow, the manipulative side of the over-accepting, over-apologizing. So here's the thing. Refer back to the victim triangle episode. Because what happens when you over-apologize, two things happen. The first thing is it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because I'm apologizing more and more, and if I over-apologize at a certain point, that will become annoying. And then Galit, or whoever's with you, will start getting upset at you. That's really annoying. Stop it.
I think that what it does is it kind of highlights things that, right, it like puts things in our conscious mind that otherwise we wouldn't even notice and wouldn't be an issue. But you're apologizing so much that it kind of becomes this sorry here. It becomes accumulative. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this person did so many things that they apologized for. I guess they, you know, do you know what I mean? They're bothering me. They've done something wrong. I guess they have done all
right.
These wrongs.
So exactly. So over time, that is starting to be annoying, and then you will start getting upset.
Right, because you're noticing a lot more the by apologizing all the time. You're surfacing kind of places where, even if you've done nothing wrong, you're surfacing places where potentially your partner is now aware of all these things that you have done wrong, because that's what you're verbalizing.
Yeah, but we're talking about cases where you're apologizing even for things you have done nothing wrong.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that because your partner is constantly saying sorry, there becomes this accumulative feeling of like, oh, this person is like constantly messing up, constantly doing something wrong, constantly, you know,
mucking up.
Yeah.
And that gets annoying, and then you get aggressive.
It gets frustrating.
Yes.
Right. Even if it's things that you otherwise would not have even
thought
it would have never crossed your threshold of consciousness.
Exactly.
That's my point.
Good.
Thank you for bearing with me.
Yeah,
see that I didn't say sorry, I said thank you.
And the second thing, and this is the deeper manipulation, almost unconscious, it unconsciously makes the other partner feel implicitly that they're bad.
That they're the persecutor.
Exactly. Because over time, somebody says to you, I'm sorry, but I'm like, wait, why are they saying I'm sorry? I guess I did something wrong.
If we think about the victim triangle, then by you apologizing, that casts you as the victim, and then it casts the other person as
the persecutor.
The persecutor.
And over time, what will happen, the other part will suddenly feel like they're...
Or the savior. But either way, right?
Either way, you start feeling like the responsibility.
In distress, and I need to do something to help you.
Right. It becomes a burden on them, and especially see this with couples where they become the actual persecutor. And here are the two taxes you pay. First of all, for the person who's over-apologizing, if I apologize again and again, over time it becomes weak, pathetic, annoying,
also,
heavy.
it's a waste of energy. There's a way that we can shift that energy from apologizing to thanking, or like, right, we can reframe to the positive.
We'll get that later. First, we're saying what the problems are.
Okay.
Then we're solving.
I always like to fix things.
Right. So first
I
of
like
all, you
to
become
give
heavy,
positive spin,
heavy, annoying, pathetic. And then over time, people will just avoid you because if you're over apologizing, just it's heavy to come close.
It becomes taxing to be
so people just rather exactly. So people would rather just move away,
right, or do videos by themselves.
Exactly, exactly. And the last thing is when you really will have pain, no one's going to hear you. It's like the boy who cried.
Right, wolf. Because there's so many sorries. It's hard to differentiate between like the genuine sorry and the kind of mundane sorry.
Exactly. And the tax for the partner, like if you're in a relationship with somebody who's always over apologizing, over time you are going to feel bad and guilty or responsible for your partner all the time. It becomes right. taxing, and then intimacy becomes heavy, and then we start avoiding.
Yes.
And then here's another thing. And when I do say to the partner, if I'm over apologizing and Galit says, stop it, I'm not angry, you don't have to apologize,
yeah.
oftentimes I'll also be seen as aggressive. So the partner is in a lose-lose.
Or then you're like insulted.
Right.
Because like, what? But I apologize.
Right. So stop apologizing. So whether you accept that you say, I forgive you, and then you become the persecutor, if you say, no need to get to apologize, in both cases, you're in a lose-lose. Hmm. And when partners are in a lose-lose, what they usually do is they...
Avoid.
They avoid. Parallel lives. So two quick examples. One is a couple I worked with a while back. And she kept over apologizing for everything, and she apologized for not having dinner ready in time. It's like, I'm not even.
Yeah, nobody expected it to be ready right now.
And as we were unpacking this, he suddenly realized that for the past 20 years, she's constantly over apologizing for things he didn't even care about. And he kept saying, I don't care about that. And she was like, yeah, of course you do. And then he said, you know what? This is really true. And he had this moment where he's like, yes, I'm feeling guilty all the time in my marriage. Mm.
I know with me, I used to say a lot sorry in various environments, like at work or with even in emails, it would kind of sneak its way in. And then I there's a great app called Just Not Sorry, and it highlights, you know, where you over apologize and how to
flip it
to write something else. And so that really helped me become more aware of how you know, where I was signing with an apology or making an apology that wasn't necessary, there was no need for it. And it gave me an alternative, which I think is really important.
Yeah. So.
And it made me realize where I do it also with us and in my other relationships.
Right. And just one last example, I once worked with a woman who kept apologizing so much that everyone actually experienced her as kind of like a persecutor, like a martyr, and just people would move away from her. Mm. They didn't want to talk to her. They didn't want to engage with her. It became heavy.
Yeah.
And that is a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy that leads you straight into feeling sorry for yourself because everyone doesn't have energy for you.
Yeah.
So how to change that?
How?
First of all, reflect and see if you are an over-apologizer or in a relationship with an over-apologizer.
Yeah. Log it.
And how do you know? If you see they're apologizing for way too many things.
Yeah. Or like really, even like, I would say even really small, mundane things.
For instance?
I don't know. Like, sorry I took your pen. Sorry I misplaced that. When it's things that are like,
sorry I didn't finish cleaning up the table before you came back home. It's almost like a...
And how it's delivered.
Right. It's always delivered like, just don't get angry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry for living.
Yeah.
But it's also like, and they're almost like eggshelling around the partner, making the partner feel like he's done something wrong. First thing is say the thing. Instead of saying sorry, first of all, you can just name it. You can just say, I want to apologize, but actually that's not what I need to do right now.
Well, I think that transferring an apology to thank you is really helpful, right? It also helps us move from guilty to gratitude, from feeling guilty to gratitude,
right?
Instead of feeling sorry and apologetic, right, which is kind of guilty, you're feeling grateful, so you're thanking the person, right? Like, thank you for waiting for me. I know I was late coming home. I really appreciate you waiting for me with dinner. Instead of being like, oh, I'm so sorry I'm late.
Right. And also, I want to say, own your shit. Notice this. If you notice you're over-apologizing and it's kind of an easier way for you to paint yourself as the martyr, as the benevolent partner, notice that. And then try to not say that. Try to actually, as it's coming up, you can see it, you can try
just
to
look at it.
Even if you have to verbalize it just to get it out. Like, I want to apologize, but I'm not going to apologize right now. Like, even if you need to first just work with it a little bit out loud. Rehearse that out. Hmm. A good way to counteract that is to say to yourself and to the partner, it's not that important to me. Watch that episode. Because it's not that important to me is like the opposite of I'm over sorry.
Who says I'm not that important?
No, that's not important to me. Instead of over apologizing all the time, you can actually go to a different direction.
Uh-huh.
and take it to the other extreme of saying, I'm not going to apologize for this. Dinner's not ready. It wasn't a priority for me right now. Mm. So try to actually go to the opposite direction. Because if you're assuming, if you know that over time, over-apologizing will cast your partner as a persecutor and will prevent you from going deeper in your relationship, maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's in your enlightened self-interest to go a different direction. Mm. And for the listener, when somebody says, and when you're in a relationship with an over-apologizer, you can actually try to react differently. Be playful, and you can either say, yes, you do have to apologize. Apologize all day. What you want to do, you want to take this and be playful with it instead of just getting upset.
Or you can help them and say, I think maybe you meant to say thank you for, you know, I can only think of waiting for me. I can't.
Or you can also say, as the Pope, I hereby forgive you. Poop. Because what you're basically trying to say to them is to soften this tendency. There's no need to get over apologetic.
Yes, it's not necessary.
Don't get upset by it and don't fight them on it.
You both want to shift your energy to other things.
Exactly.
To more important things.
Exactly. So stop apologizing.
But that doesn't mean that you don't apologize when you need to.
And one last shout out. We have another video on the 4 types of sorry. You can check out that talk. So this was Galit Romanelli.
This is Dr. Asal Romanelli.
And we're the Potential State.
You've been listening to the Potential State podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.